If history is any guide, Nashville's next mayor will raise taxes, though no candidate wants to admit that. So we asked about cutting taxes. In this case, we're asking about cutting people's property tax bills. Only charter school founder Jeremy Kane thinks that's even on the table.
Without a doubt, that's a possibility. As mayor, that would be how I'd want to manage is how do we provide the services that folks want at an efficiency that we need.
No promises, though. Criminal court clerk Howard Gentry says it's a nice idea.
You know, what mayor would not want to leave office saying, I cut taxes? The reality, though, is, though, that at this point, I don't see that as an option.
Neither does Bill Freeman, even though during the campaign he's decried how surrounding counties have lower taxes than Nashville. He owns apartment complexes all over the city.
I pay more property taxes than I'm sure any candidate in this field and most folks. I would love to see taxes go down. I don't think that's realistic. If we can hold the line and not increase taxes, I would think we'd had a good day.
Freeman says growth in the tax base corresponds with a need for additional city services like police officers or sewer drains. And at-large council member Megan Berry says the city is playing catch-up to some degree.
Well, I think that our property tax has grown, but that's also been allocated to pay for a lot of the investment that we've already made in Nashville.
While most candidates don't see a property tax cut in the cards, attorney Charles Robert Bone has some ideas about how to avoid raising property taxes.
I do think we have the opportunity to expand our sales tax base, maybe even more efficiently and faster than we're expanding our property tax base.
Candidates remain generally vague on their tax plans, but no one is even hinting at a big overhaul. Here's former school board chairman David Fox.
My view is our tax structure is pretty equitable and reasonably robust now to pay for what we need to pay for.
Still, it's nice that the city's in a position that cutting taxes isn't a crazy idea, says businesswoman Linda Eskin-Rebrovic.
That's great that we can even ponder that question.
But to Davidson County residents, sorry, a tax cut doesn't sound likely. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.